This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Madeline Brand.
Well, it's Monday, and without getting too Garfield on it, Mondays can be a little depressing. But if you're feeling especially not excited today, there might actually be a scientific reason. A Welsh psychologist named Dr. Cliff Arnold at Cardiff University says that today, Monday, January 22nd, is the most depressing day of the year. Dr. Arnold joins us now. Thanks for coming on Day to Day.
That's a pleasure.
Did you roll off the couch where you were quietly sobbing to yourself under a blanket? Or?
No, I've been having a really good day. There's been a lot of media interest, so I got to talk with some interesting people, and I had a really nice lunch with one of my best friends.
Well, for you, it's not a depressing day because you came up with this study, but what actually did you find? Why is today the most depressing day of the year?
Well, there are six factors in total. We've got weather, and typically January is cold, windy, there's lots of rain, and we've got snow in the UK today. We're looking at the debt due to Christmas, so people overspending over Christmas and their credit card bills are coming through now, so there's a bit of anxiety about whether they're going to be able to cover those costs. Then we've got another interesting factor, which is the time since a failed quit attempt. So these are people who have made some good changes on New Year's Day, New Year's resolution, but it's around this time that people start going back to the old behavior. So they've gone back to their smoking, or their diet or gym regime has started to falter. So they're kind of beating themselves up and feeling a bit of a failure around this time. And then we've got a couple of others to do with the kind of getting back into the routine of work and taking the kids to school, that kind of thing tends to be on the low side. And again, we have another interesting factor, which is NA, the need to take some action. So even people who are feeling lethargic and not that excited about life at the moment, that there's a kind of need to take some action, a feeling that if I just made some small steps, then I can start making things a little better.
So basically, we're in the absolute doldrums of the year. Like, the holidays are over, the bills are coming due. We've realized that, no, this is not going to be the year that we get totally in shape. And it's a long way before we get to the next big, you know, exciting holiday. And it's really rainy in a lot of places to boot. So you've got all those factors. But doesn't it kind of make it worse when you actually give this a title as the most depressing day? Isn't that just, you know, adding insult to injury?
Well, I think for some people it will. I mean, some people will see it as a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if they're told that it's going to be a bad day, then they will have a bad day. But I'd much prefer people to hear about this and say, you know, let's have some fun today. Let's, you know, make today the start, a springboard of good things to happen.
Well, now that we have really plumbed the depths of the bummerness that is today, what can we look forward to? Is there a happiest day of the year?
There is a happiest day of the year, and this year it's going to be on Friday, the 22nd of June. So we don't have that long to wait. And I would encourage your listeners to think about what they can do in the meantime, and not just to go on a crash diet just so that you're in shape for summer, but just do some gentle, small steps in between that time. Summer will be here soon.
Thank you for that reminder. Dr. Cliff Arnold, a psychologist at Cardiff University in Wales. Dr. Arnold, thanks for coming on Day to Day.
My pleasure.